Well, it's Thursday, which means it's time to go to the movies with RN Breakfast. Our resident film critic is Jason DeRosso. Jason, welcome.
Hi.
Jason, it's awards season. This week we got a big Oscar contender starring Leonardo DiCaprio, a revenge western.
Yeah, it's called The Revenant, which in French, the loose translation is The One Who Returns. And indeed, he looks like a zombie for much of this film. This is based on a real story, a historical figure by the name of Hugh Glass, who was a trapper, a frontiersman. He'd married at one point an indigenous woman and learnt her language too. But this film is about perhaps the most dramatic episode of his life, in which he was out in the wilderness, the snowbound wilderness of what is now North Dakota. It's around where Fargo is now too. Fargo hadn't yet been established as a city. In the 1820s, they run into a bit of bother with some local Indians, and then he is mauled by a bear in what is a real eye-watering scene. And he's left for dead, essentially, by some unscrupulous comrades of his. The rest of the film is him crawling across ice and snow, hunting down the men who abandoned him and killed his son as well. Let's get a little taste of this grueling but spectacular film.
The proper thing to do would be to finish him off quick.
He's to be cared for as long as necessary.
I understand.
Get away!
What happened?
We did what we had to do. He was buried right.
All I had was my boy. And he took him from me, you understand? He's afraid. He knows how far I came to find him.
Yeah, so if you saw The Wolf of Wall Street, Leonardo DiCaprio in that, there was the scene where he was crawling from across a car park to his Lamborghini while he was absolutely, can I use the word munted? He was absolutely out of his mind on drugs.
He gives good crawl, Leonardo DiCaprio.
This film was kind of like that, but expanded. And it should see him finally get an Oscar for a performance that he really squeezes out through clenched teeth.
Mm. And this is the second year in a row in which we've seen a major Hollywood star really punish themselves by pushing themselves through across the country, through the wild. The last one, of course, was Reese Witherspoon in the movie called The Wild. She didn't win the award, which she was tipped to win for that. Is there a bit of a discrepancy going on?
Yeah, well, there very well may be, and certainly there's been a lot of criticism at the Academy for being very male-centric, very macho and chauvinist. Of course, the problem with The Wild last year was that it didn't get a Best Picture nom either, and even though it was directed by the same guy who made Dallas Buyers Club, which did get sort of a lot more attention from the Academy a few years previous. One of the problems was that it was Fox Studios' film, and Fox Studios last year were very much pushing Birdman, which ended up getting all those gongs. The Revenant is made by the same team behind Birdman. That's the Mexican director Alejandro González Iñárritu and his Mexican compatriot, the cinematographer Emmanuel Lubezki, known for sort of lighting with natural light, very long takes, a wonderful cinematographer, and spectacularly so. This film's very spectacular. So yes, The Wild, to answer your question, The Wild was kind of hard done by for a variety of reasons, I think. And it certainly doesn't look like this year's going to be kind of less macho, really, apart from a film like Carol, which is likely to be nominated as one of the best pictures when nominations get released this week, or next week, I should say, on Thursday. That's a film, of course, starring Rooney Mara and Cate Blanchett about a lesbian love affair. Wonderful film, very different from this. But essentially all the big contenders for Best Picture and so forth, and the big sort of films that will do well at the box office, are looking pretty muscular and testosterone fueled. This is fun, by the way. I mean, there are a lot of big themes in it: greed, the frontier, the dispossession of indigenous lands. It's not saying anything particularly enlightening about any of those things, and yet it is this sort of big action film with that air of quality about it. It's a bit like an Angus Burger meal. You know, you know you're sort of getting a Hollywood product, and yet there is this air of quality about it. And look, a great performance from Tom Hardy as well, who plays this. You heard him there in that clip, a sort of villainous redneck double crosser.
Well, aiming to balance the scales somewhat in terms of testosterone, also out this week, a comedy starring Amy Poehler and Tina Fey called Sisters, in which I presume they play sisters.
Yeah, they do. And look, this starts off really well. I mean, they're both great performers. I mean, I think female comics are the best in the world at the moment, especially the ones coming from the States. If you look at, you know, sort of Broad City and all those sorts of other sorts of comedy shows. Amy Poehler and Tina Fey, of course, you know, veterans or alumni of, you know, Saturday Night Live. And the problem, I think, with and the writer of this show also is an alumnus of Saturday Night Live. And the problem with people who go from that sort of sketch comedy to films is that the films often don't sort of sustain. This is funny for bits. Basically, they play a couple of 30-something sisters who find out their parents want to sell the childhood family home, and they just don't want this to happen at all. They want to have the mother of all parties in the house and trash it, essentially, inviting all their friends from school. But, of course, everyone's middle-aged now and kind of a little sad and a little depressed. People are going through divorces. There's sort of sagging flesh. People are, you know, the film makes a great sort of... It has a lot of fun with the sort of grotesqueries of early middle age, if I can put it that way. And Amy Poehler, who was, you know, the goody two-shoes sister, gets drunk. And Tina Fey, who was always the rebel, is charged with sort of being, you know, captain sober for the night. Look, at times the skits, the certain scenes work well as skits. I'm going to play you a little bit now of Amy Poehler, very drunk, responding to the police who've shown up to a noise complaint.
Popo! Oh, somebody call a stripper? You gonna take your clothes off for us? You can't come in here without the judge signing the thing. This is where I live. This is our house.
Yep.
This is where we live, okay? And this is our property for the next 24 hours. A lot of sex is gonna happen. A lot of sexy times. You can't stop that. Last time I checked, sex wasn't against the law. As much as you would love that, wouldn't you?
Mark,
won't you step off, Lou? Don't you know I'm local?
Now we know that.
So... That's one of the moments where I did laugh, and there are a few laugh out loud moments, but it's not as good as I'd want it to be. That's Sisters.
It is hard finding the natural length for comedy, isn't it? Because if you're brilliant in short bursts, you have to have a movie.
Yeah. Yeah, no, absolutely. And I think that both of them have done better on TV, those comic actors. This is directed by the guy who made Pitch Perfect, which was actually one of those sort of breakout hits that was about...
Yeah, that did really well.
That did really well. That was about sort of singing clubs at high school, wasn't it?
Yeah, like glee clubs.
Yeah.
Acapella, and university,
that was a lot of fun.
Something.
That was a kind of a better script that was not as much based on a sort of one premise that just has to go through... sort of, you know, various skits that riff off it. So, yeah, look, this doesn't work as well. But there are, you know, comedies are few and far between at the moment. So if you're really craving one, like Sisters will probably...
Get
you over the line, but it's not great, unfortunately.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks, Jason.
You're welcome.
Radio National film critic Jason DeRosso there, and his show The Final Cut is on tomorrow morning at 11:30. And you can also hear an interview with an award-winning Thai director, which Jason has just recorded.
A pitch at Pong, We're Aesthetical, who won the Brisbane Asia-Pacific Screen Award last year. He's won Cannes, marvellous director. His new film is out this week, Cemetery of Splendour, it's called, only Sydney and Melbourne. And he'll be talking to me about that and also why he refuses to show it in Thailand. He's very has a lot to say about the political situation in that country at the moment.
Oh, that sounds fascinating.